Possible faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. There is much confusion about biblical faith, and much that is considered to be faith that is unscriptural. Faith is not a religion or moral system. It is not a belief, an ideology, or a denomination. Faith is not problem-solving, positive thinking, or repetitive praying. Faith is not hoping against hope that something is going to happen, nor is it hiding against an airy-fairy belief system. Faith is the objective act of trusting God and believing his word. Faith is objectively saying, I trust God's word of truth implicitly. Faith is believing that the word of God is fact and not fable. Faith is believing God's word, trusting his word, and reckoning his word to be true. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. How important, therefore, to know what faith actually is, and what it means, and how we can objectively act in our Christian life by faith. In the Old Testament, there are many examples of faith, people objectively trusting God's word. There are a number of different words in the Bible that exemplify what faith is and how faith is applied in the life of the great men and women of faith that are listed in Hebrews chapter 11. Abraham was given a promise and he trusted God. He believed. The Hebrew is aman, which means that Abraham was propped up, supported or carried by God. Abraham rested on God's character. Abraham trusted God's word. Isaiah exalts and praises the Lord because he is faithful and true. The Hebrew is Oman. And just as God was faithful and true for Abraham, he is faithful and true to all his children. And we also can trust him and put our faith in his word. Job was able to proclaim, though he slay me, yet will I trust. The Hebrew is yahal, which refers to lengthy waiting, where no matter what pressures rain down upon us, we are to continue to mix faith with our biblical knowledge of God. In Psalm 119 we read, remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. And here the Hebrew is yahal. This too refers to patient endurance as we wait for God in the trials of life and trust his promises. In Psalm 31, when David's strength failed and he was surrounded by enemies, he had become like a broken vessel. But David cried out, I trusted in thee, O Lord, you are my God. And the word trusted is batach. David held fast to his trust in God no matter what. In Psalm 36, we find David lifting up his voice in praise. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wing. And the Hebrew for trust is hasa. And here trust means to quickly seek refuge in danger. In Isaiah 40 we read, they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The Hebrew for wait is kawa, which demonstrates a patient endurance as one waits for the Lord to do all that he has promised and all that he has purposed. To please God, we must have faith in him and trust his word. We must trust the Lord and be supported by him, and rest on him, and abide in him. We must trust the Lord as we patiently endure and hope in him. We must trust the Lord and rest in the Lord no matter what. We must trust the Lord and quickly seek refuge in him when we are in danger. We must trust the Lord by waiting patiently for him, however long it takes. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. There is no pleasing God without faith. We cannot please God without the sort of faith that was displayed by the men and women of faith described in the Bible. There is no pleasing God without faith. Oh, let us objectively mix our faith with the truth of God's word, like so many saints who have gone before.